them even as you have loved me. Father, I desire that those also whom you have given me may be with me where I am, to see my glory which you have given me because you have loved me before the foundation of the world. Righteous Father, the world does not know you, but I know you, and these know that you have sent me. I made your name known to them, and I will make it known, so that the love with which you have loved me be in them, and I in them. I'd invite you to focus on the screen as you can see the silhouette on the right-hand side. Picture yourself kneeling in the picture. Maybe you can be the person on the far left or in the middle, but allow yourself to be kneeling next to Christ. As we talk about personality this evening, personality, it's that peculiar, incalculable, sometimes unstable thing that is meant when we speak of ourselves as distinct from everyone else. Our personality is always, always too big for us to grasp. It's like an iceberg in the Arctic Ocean, seen from the bow of a ship. You simply, at first look, think that it's something that you can just navigate around. But the reality of an iceberg is 85 to 90% of its mass lies below the surface and can do great damage. So much so that an iceberg brought down the Titanic, a ship designed and spoke highly of as the ship that could never be sunken. If you saw the movie, you know what happened. Or if you know history, you know what happened. The Titanic went down. We often know nothing about the great depths underneath the surface of our personality. Consequently, we cannot estimate even ourselves. We begin by thinking we can, but we come to realize that there's only one who can fully understand us. Think about that for a moment. Think about why you might be in a line of traffic and somebody cuts you off, and all of a sudden you vomit something from your mouth that you would never speak in public. Is that your true nature, your true personality coming out? Or is it something that's suppressed under the surface? I often tell people that we're a product of our environment. If you were raised in a home where they yelled at each other, you become a yeller. If you were raised in a home where sarcastic abounded, well, you tend to be sarcastic. A product of our environment. It's only until we start to investigate the depths of our soul can we understand what lies beneath the surface. Personality. It's the characteristic of the spiritual man, as individuality is the characteristic of the natural man. If you noticed in Scripture, our Lord can never be defined in terms of individuality or independence. For he always talks about his relationship with God the Father. I in me. I and my Father are one. I in you and you in me. And in this passage tonight, that's what he seeks to provide for his disciples. Recently, I was making dinner for my wife, and I made spaghetti and sauce. And coming from an Italian family, the way we do it at home is we would prepare the noodles and put the noodles in a pot and then pour the sauce over it, making sure that every square speck of noodle is covered with sauce. My wife, on the other hand, likes her sauce on the side. And last week, I didn't even think twice. I just mixed it like we did when I grew up. And I remember serving her, and I remember her words. You'd think after 25 years of being married, you would know how I like my spaghetti. It truly is true that personality merges, and you only reach your real identity when you are merged with another person. Whether you're married or not, you know this to be true. You know that there are certain people in your life that only know the true you. And sometimes we do a great job of hiding even all of ourselves from the person that we're closest to. Our Lord never spoke in terms of individuality. He never isolated his position. He never strived to do it on his own. The text says that they may be one, even as we are one. If you give up your right to yourself, to God, the real true nature of your personality answers to God straight away. You see, Jesus Christ emancipates the personality. The individuality is transfigured, transformed. And this transfiguring element is called love. Paul writes about it when he encourages brothers to be in community. Steel sharpens steel. Talks about rubbing off the rough edges. All I can say is that Connie's been doing a lot of rubbing off of the rough edges for 25 years. I wish I could say the same, but I don't dare. I and me, I and you and me, says Jesus. I wonder how often we come before God seeking more of Him and less of ourselves, seeking to be transformed, transfigured, seeking to have our rough edges made smooth. It says it happens out of love. And this is the love as Jesus showed us, that He would offer bread as a symbol of His body being broken. And offer a cup of wine as a symbol of his poured out blood. He invites all to the table, willing to be a part of him and him being a part of us. A chance to come to the table, knowing that God knows more than we do what's under the surface. So the goal tonight, as you come forward, to receive these common elements of bread and fruit of the vine, I would simply encourage and invite you to ask God, what are one of those rough edges in my life that needs to be made smooth? And as you receive the bread and dip it into the cup and take it into your body, we pray that you would feel the love of God as you are in him and he is in you. Would you pray with me? Heavenly Father, pour out your Holy Spirit upon us gathered here and these common elements of bread and fruit of the vine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, so that as we come and take and eat, we come and ingest your love, and may it be your love that transforms our hearts. Amen. The table has been set. You don't need to be a member of this church or any church to come and receive. Just simply come as you are led and ask that question. What rough edge needs to be made smooth, Lord? I humble myself before you. Allow your work to be done. Amen. Thank you. The more and more I read the Gospels and read about the disciples and some of the blunders that they made and rush to judgments they did, the humanness of them, and then to read the Scripture tonight, for they know your love, Father, so that I would be in them and you in them. It just gives me hope, knowing that some of my rough edges have been made smooth, but God's not through with me yet. It gives me hope. It gives me hope for all of us that God continues to be in us, with us, and for us. And so I apologize if you got too big of a piece of bread tonight, but I did want you to go from this place absolutely sure in your own mind that you had a piece of Jesus in your heart. So go from this place realizing that great love that God has for you in the spirit of Advent, in the anticipation of the season of what is coming on Christmas Day, the ultimate gift of love. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, know that you are loved and you are never alone. Amen.